Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Nintendo for 19th of February 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Matt.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered right to your hard drive. And here's Matt with the news.
This week and recently around Nintendo, we've had lots of news and announcements following the conference in Japan. One of the biggest announcements was the Nintendo DS Lite, which is a slimmer and lighter version of the DS with 4 variable brightness levels and very bright screens like the Game Boy Micro. Also, we saw the release of the DS Opera web browser, which is a great innovation for the Nintendo DS, allowing everyone to be online and browse the internet just like you would with your desktop PC. Also, another unexpected announcement was the DS TV Tuner, which is like an official DS cart with an aerial poking out, which allows you to tune in to many different TV channels as well. The announced and release dates for these are yet to be announced. The new official Nintendo magazine was released on the 16th. This replaces the long-lasting NOM magazine, and you can pick up a copy at most good news agents for $3.99. And to top that off, you can visit the forums at www.officialnintendomagazine.co.uk. One piece of revolution speculation that cropped up this week was that of the power supply. We all know that the Revolution is a small, sexy machine, and the fact that it stands upright in a small stand. The official Nintendo magazine said that the stand was actually a power supply for the Revolution. However, this has not yet been officially confirmed. And that ends the news.
Okay, thanks Matt. And now going on to our main discussion of the week, which is the DS Lite and its web browser and TV tuner. So, do you want to start off, Matt?
Alright, well, the DS Lite is a really nice redesign. Personally, I won't be getting it myself, but it looks really nice. It's sort of got an iPod-esque feel to it. The first official announced colour was white, but then Nintendo of Japan released 2 more colours, which were the crystal blue and enamel navy. I was personally hoping for a black version, but the enamel navy does the job pretty much. What do you think about it?
I think, I'm definitely getting one. I'm going to trade my DS in for one.
Mm.
And I'm probably going to get a white Revolution now to go with the white DS Lite, because I was going to get a black Revolution, but, you know, seeing as they're not bringing out, you know, very, you know, colour-coordinated, so...
Yeah. One of the things that was noticed is the directional pad on the Revolution and the Game Boy Micro and the DS Lite are, like, all the same design.
Oh, is the Game Boy Micro one, like, sort of equivalent to the Revolution as well?
Well, sort of, yeah. It's not sort of all whitey iPod-y, but they started going that design way with the Game Boy Micro, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this web browser, I just don't see the point in it, because, you know, to go online on Wi-Fi anyway, you've got to be in a certain range of a computer, unless you're in the street, you know, near a Wi-Fi spot, which in my town is really difficult to find Wi-Fi spots. There's about 2 or 3, but then again, I live in a small town. I don't see the point in it when you know, you may as well go on your computer to go on the internet. I think it's just a little bit of a novelty. Sell the DS a bit more.
Yeah, I think you could look at it that way, but personally, I think it's a pretty good thing. I'll be buying it and using it a lot, because it's quite handy to have the internet on the go. Maybe not in your case, seeing as you can't get many Wi-Fi hotspots, but around where I am, there's a fair few, and when I'm travelling, it'll be a great thing to have. Opera, as Nintendo's choice, a lot of people were saying they wanted Firefox. Now, at home, I use Firefox for my browser because I think it's the best desktop browser. But in terms of mobile browsers, Firefox just wouldn't work on the DS. And Opera have a lot of investment in the mobile market already, so I think this was a good choice for Nintendo to use Opera as their browser.
The
TV tuner, now, that wasn't really expected, because Nintendo haven't really made an official one of these, to my knowledge, before, although I'll probably stand corrected on that.
They did actually. I think they did make one for the Game Boy Advance. Right.
They haven't made one for a while, have they?
They did bring out some, like, not a TV tuner, but they did bring out, like, movie cards, sort of thing, that you could put into your
Game Boy and watch. Sort of e-reader and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Mm. So, about the Revolution as well, what do you think, are you going to be getting a Revolution? I mean...
The day it comes out.
Well,
definitely. It's...
When you first saw the controller, what did you think?
Well, you see, I just thought, seeing as they haven't released any, I really know, and it just sprung to mind, they haven't actually said anything about the controller. Mm. So I just went onto Google, searched Revolution controller, went onto images, and I saw this weird TV remote sort of thing. Mm. And at first I was just like, oh my god, what have they done? Yeah. And then, you know, after about 5 minutes, the shock sort of calmed down, and I actually thought, well, yeah, this looks quite good. It looks pretty cool. And then I wondered, well, how would you play it? Because I didn't know about the motion sensors or anything.
Yeah.
So I printed it out, took it to took it to school the next day to show my friends, and they all just burst out laughing. And one of my friends was going to get a Revolution, but now I saw the controller is not anymore, which I think is a bit.
That's silly, because everyone thought that the DS wasn't like going to work out, but obviously it's been a great success. And the thing is, with the Revolution controller, it works very similar to the DS touchscreen in a way. It turns your TV into a massive touchscreen, which you control using the controller. So you could have games that could be on the DS, but for Revolution. So amazing things like Trauma Center and things like that. That's just brilliant.
I mean, I really like Nintendo's for the Revolution because of the graphics. I mean, I've heard that Revolution isn't focusing on graphics entirely.
Yeah.
But the graphics are bound to be better than DS. So, like detailed dogs and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
the experience
that's something they could
a whole
do.
Lot.
Mm. So,
pardon?
So you are getting the DS Lite? I don't think I will. I mean, it's just a redesign. There's no actual new hardware or anything. It's the same thing in a different shell. But it is nice, and it is a little bit smaller, and it's lighter. And actually, according to Nintendo, the name Lite is a bit of a pun, seeing as it is light, as in weight, and it has a new light, as in screen light.
I didn't notice that.
It's not a very good plan, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, so much for the show being humorous, but, you know, I suppose there's only two of us, and it's hard to.
Yeah, we were supposed to be having two other people on this podcast. But technical difficulties.
Let me tell him. Please. Spencer, he's like been up for the sort of thing since we like thought of the idea. But at last minute, he sort of pulled out because his mum had to organise a holiday, and he said he'd be back for when we started recording it, but he sent me an email saying it's just taking for hours, so don't bother about me for this podcast. And the other guy, Tom Rutland, I think his name is, he's not been able to do it today for unknown reasons. He didn't tell us, I don't think. But he is sending us a recording, so we'll play that in its designated spot on the show.
Yeah.
So.
Did you hear that rumor about the new Revolution controller as controlling games with your foot? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I read that. I read that on the forums. Yeah.
Mm. The story goes that there's still a secret left in the Nintendo Revolution, and that it will be that you can control the games using a sort of foot pedal. I don't know how legit this speculation is, but to me it sounds a bit weird. I don't think this is something Nintendo is going to be doing. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's true, but it'd be really cool, especially on like first-person shooters where you have to actually move your legs to sort of run, sort of thing.
Yeah, but if you get too physical and, like, and too sort of realistic, kind of, it'll just...
Well, yeah, but what, yeah, like, what about, I mean, no offence to the, like, obese nation out there, but what about just someone who just doesn't like exercise at all? I mean, for a start, you've got waving your arm around all the time, and, you know, then you've got to bring this foot thing out. It's going to be just basically one big workout.
Yeah, sort of like Dance Revolution, you kind of, or whatever it is, you're always sort of on the... That's another
well, yeah, but that is a dance map. That is a dance game, if, you know.
Yeah, but if you don't like thing, dancing, controlling the game with your feet, it's a foot-based input for the game, isn't it?
Yeah, what I would like, though, is not so much like where you... Like, because they described it as a foot massage. Where you slip your feet in and then there's like pedals on the thing where you press them and stuff. Mm. But not so much that, but just like one big square of this touch-sensitive thing where you can actually like run on it and it'll respond to your like movements and stuff.
Yeah.
That would just be amazingly hard to create, but, you know.
So,
I think if we're just going completely off the topic here, but I think if Nintendo sort of went into the realm of virtual reality, I think they'd be the first to sort of venture into it. I think maybe PS2 would be, but Sony would be last because they seem to be focusing on graphics and
Sony with the PS3. I don't want to go off topic with Nintendo here, but I mean Sony PS3. I mean, come on, what is going on with that? I really think
it just
that
looks like
panicking.
It looks like a George Foreman grill.
Yes, it does. I think they've just panicking. And I really don't know what they're going to do. And I've been reading a story that they broke down the components of the PS3 and it will cost, at launch, $800 to make. Now, they can't charge that much for it, so they're going to be losing a lot if they don't sort out what they're doing. I think they're just in a complete mess with it. But we don't want to go too off-topic to other consoles, seeing as this is a Nintendo...
No, this is just one thing I really do want to raise up, though. Xbox and Sony are focusing now most on graphics.
Mm.
And I think they're just forgetting the entire gameplay idea, because, you know, Reggie Fils-Aimée, one of the Nintendo, you know, big shot people, they said something about the graphics wasn't their sort of main priority, and it was gameplay and innovation, and I have to agree with that, because I just don't think, if you haven't got gameplay, then you haven't got a game, because...
Yeah, I think Nintendo is definitely needed in the market to keep innovation alive. I mean, Microsoft and Sony, they're just bringing out new consoles that are the same but better graphics. That's all it is.
Yeah.
About the Nintendo Revolution as a name, Nintendo have insisted that it's a code name. But then again, they did do the same with Nintendo DS, and they said that was a code name, but obviously it turned out to be the official product name. What do you think?
I think. If they change Revolution now, because it's been getting so much press and media and stuff, I just think nobody will be able to come to terms with like it having actually changed, you know.
Mm.
Because if they change it to something like Nintendo Freehand or something daft like that, I think everyone will still call it Revolution until it sort of sunk in.
Yeah, Revolution is kind of stuck now. They've been using that name for ages, and, it'll be difficult for them to change it and for that name to stick. I think they'll keep it as Revolution. I mean, it's not a bad name.
No. Did you know that the GameCube was actually called, I think it was...
Dolphin.
Yeah, Dolphin or something. That was its code name. Completely unoriginal and stuff. But that's just a code name, whereas Revolution just doesn't seem... Like, I suppose you could put it in this terms. You wouldn't, like... Go up to you can't imagine people in Xbox going right. Moving on to Project Xbox 360.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably just been Project 360 or something. And you know, PS3 would have had whatever they are.
All right. Okay, we want you as listeners to give us your views on any of the things we've been talking about in this podcast. So you can email us. Our official podcast address is nintendotalk@gmail.com. That's nintendotalk@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's spelled like this: NINTENTALK at gmail.com, just for people who have not got very good earphones or tone deaf.
Okay, so give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, and you can post your comments on the forum, on the official topic thing on the forums.
Okay, now it's time for a review. This week, we've got bringing you an exclusive DS game review for the UK. It's Animal Crossing Wild World, which has not yet been released in the UK. But at Nintendo Talk, we will bring you the latest exclusive reviews. And so, here it is. The Animal Crossing Wild World review, which is hosted by...
Yeah, Spencer were meant to be doing it as well, but, you know, he's not here, so...
If you've played the GameCube version, you'll be expecting a similar sort of thing with this game. Personally, I found the experience of playing the game very enjoyable. It was great fun, even though I've never played the GameCube version before. You start off in a taxi cab moving house, and the captain guy will ask you some questions. Then you'll turn up at a town, and you start off working for Tom Nook, who is like a kind of animal guy who owns a main kind of shop in the town.
He's a raccoon.
He's a raccoon, yes. And he's provided your house for you, so you have to pay back your mortgage or whatever. And you do some jobs for him. And then, basically, it's down to you. You just have to look after your town, talk to the people in your town, make sure they're well. You pick fruit and do fishing. And really, it sounds pretty boring. But once you play it, you'll see it, the sort of magic of the game is great. And there's plenty to
I haven't actually played... I haven't actually played the DS one yet, but the GameCube one, I were addicted to that for at least
it's
3 months, maybe
great.
More.
It's mega addictive. Yeah, you play it every
because
day.
Because like so many, there's so many events and stuff happening, and like different things happen every day. And it's in real
time. That's the great thing about it. It happens in real time, so you keep your eye on the clock and
snowing,
different things happen.
Well, yeah, if it's winter in the actual game, then it's. Well, I mean, if it's winter. In real time, it's winter in the game. It was snowing.
And there are loads of little hidden Easter eggs and funny little things in the game that will just keep you coming back and playing it again and again.
And the good thing about this one, like with the GameCube, it wasn't portable. Mm. So like sometimes, like I used to have to go to my mum's on a Saturday night, and there were an item. There were, I think, what was it? KK Slider. He gave you a record on the Saturday night, but. Because my GameCube wasn't portable, I could never get
that's
it.
That's the great
with the,
thing.
You know, the DS
that's
one, at
the great
least.
Thing. And the amazing feature of being on the DS is the Wi-Fi, where anyone can visit your town if you swap friend codes. And I have actually been on the Wi-Fi. To be honest, it's nothing special. I mean, the person visits your town, and you can trade items and do various things, get rare items off them, but there's not much to do in Wi-Fi really. But it is a nice
can
little
you,
feature.
Yeah, can't you have like a fishing contest or something?
You can organise sort of a fishing contest, but an unofficial one really.
Yeah. What I don't like, I'm a really big forum person, and I read that like only one, like if you have more than one person in your town, if you have like 3 or 4. I mean, 2 or 3, because you're not at 4 maximum. But and you want to play hide and seek. Only one person can go in one room at a time. I mean, in one house at a time. So if you like play hide and seek and you went to hide in the house, you'd pretty much be safe because you know you can't get found out because only one person going.
Well,
that
would be
a
bit silly though. That wouldn't be fun if you did that. It would spoil it, wouldn't it? Anyway, moving on. The graphics on the DS. Well. They're really quite good, and, you know, it shows what the DS is capable of. Full 3D graphics.
I've actually heard that they are basically the same as the GameCube graphics.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, it's minimalistic sort of graphics. It's not like real life scenes, but it works really well for the game. And one of my favourite features of the game is how you control it on the DS. When you, if you've played Super Mario 64 DS, you'll know that there was a touchscreen control option, which was a bit naff. But on Animal Crossing Wild World, you'll control it all the time with the stylus, and it feels perfect. It just works. Once you hold it, you just control it, and it works. It's logical.
Yeah, don't you like touch where you want to go? And like, if you the further away you move your stylus from the little character, the and faster it runs. Yeah.
Brilliant! It works flawlessly. So overall, I think this is a great game. It's addictive. It's a lot of value for money because you'll come back to it. There's all that replay value because it doesn't really have a definitive ending. You've got the Wi-Fi online going for it. You've got the nice graphics. You've got the nice bits of music, even KK Slider, where you can buy different tunes for your house. So overall, I'd give it 9 out of 10 overall. For graphics, I'll give it 9 out of 10. For sound, I'll give it 8 out of 10. For gameplay, I'd give it 9 out of 10. And for control, I'd give it 9 out of 10 because the control is just perfect. This game is definitely one of the better ones for the DS, so I suggest you grab it today.
Yeah, it's basically, if you don't have this game, then you may as well not be owning a DS. It's just, it's that good. And I think played it, and I know it's that good. So anyway, on to us weekly segments. So, seeing as we're missing a few members, we're not going to be having all the segments this week, but I think we've got, what was it, we had Link's Listener Challenge today.
Link's Listener Challenge, indeed, which is hosted by you.
That's hosted by me. And this week, I want you to design a revolution box art? Oh, no, a skin to go on the revolution.
Yeah, like a custom decal thing. Like the sort of thing that came with...
If you bought the official Nintendo magazine, like they gave you the vinyls in there, we want you to design a vinyl to go on the revolution, and it can be anything you want, and email them to our usual email address, nintendotalk@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And we'll read out the entries, and we'll give credit for that, and we'll pick a winner as well. Who wins?
And they can
nothing, really.
No, don't the winner guest host on the
show?
Oh,
well, it depends how good they are. If you make a really good one, and you want to come on the show, we'll invite you over, and you can appear as a guest on the show. Okay.
Okay, now we've got... top 10 list, have you got one today?
No, that was down to Hamish. No, he dropped out of the podcast.
Who
Hamish
did?
Oh,
yeah, you're going to do it. Well, we'll get someone else to do it. But, sorry if this is a bit like,
last minute-ish.
Like, a bit, because, people dropped out and stuff. And, have we got anything else? Oh, yeah, we've got Beautiful Joe's Joke of the Day.
Of course, Beautiful Joe's Joke of the Day. To be honest, it's not that great, but I'll say it anyway. The joke of the day, or of the week, I should say, is how do crazy people go through the forest? They take the psychopath.
Boom!
Okay, sorry about that.
I read that earlier, so I'm not laughing, but, I did actually really find it funny earlier, but oh well.
So, I think this is about it for podcast number one. Thanks for listening. Tell us what you think of it. You can either email us, nintendotalk@gmail.com, or pop a message over at the forum, because we've got an official topic in the general Nintendo chat section. So tell us what you thought. It was a bit sort of rough this week with people not being able to participate, but we hope you enjoyed it. So this is it, really, from me, Matt.
And me, Ben.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.